This is the Daily Update for Friday, September 22nd, 2017. Is it the end of the world? A Christian numerologist says that the world will end on September 23rd, which is tomorrow. David Mead says that a series of apocalyptic events will begin on September 23rd, and a major part of the world will not be the same. So let me ask you a question. Why do people always want an apocalypse, man? Is life really that bad that you want an apocalypse? Because I posted this story on Facebook and people are like, yeah, I can't wait, you know? So that shows you where people's heads are at. But apparently a planet they call Planet X, it is also called Nibiru, is going to be a rogue planet that's floating around out there somewhere. It's going to come at us from behind the moon and destroy part of the world. And that's what this guy says. Even though this guy and his group has said this several times before. But basically, are we on the road to an apocalyptic hell? And then if you look at all the events around the world, the hurricanes, the floods, and all that, in the Bible, in Revelation, it talks about all of that and the end of times and tribulations and what was going to happen and the divide of people and the fighting and the wars and the whole bit. But my thing is, why is today any different than yesterday or 10 years ago or 100 years ago? It seems like people just can't get along, even though people are breeding out of control. So I'm not sure if mankind's going anywhere. You know, a plague, maybe. An asteroid, maybe. You know, hurricanes, floods, of course. You know, you're going to have earthquakes, you're going to have tornadoes, you're going to have all kinds of stuff, right? But the only thing we could do is when these disasters happen is band together and support one another like we do. Because we've seen the floods, we've seen the hurricanes, we've seen the earthquakes, and we've seen how we humans go and help other people. No matter our political backgrounds, we go and help and give. That's more of the promise of hope than anything. So is the world going to end tomorrow? I hope not, because my birthday is on the 24th, and I really want that birthday cake. So super malaria had been found in Southeast Asia, causing alarm. The CDC and the World Health Organization are warning people it cannot be killed with anti-malaria drugs. It's basically malaria that can't be treated. And they said it's going to spread further, even jump to Africa. 212 million people a year are infected by malaria. But think about other people coming from other countries, just like Italy had their first case of malaria that killed a 4-year-old girl a week ago. And then they say that came over with people from Africa, these migrants that are coming over. So if you're going to take migrants into your country, you need to check them out health-wise. You need to check their gear. You need to make sure that they're not carrying any kind of insect bug or whatever that's going to interfere with the environment of the places they're going into. They should be focusing on these efforts for sure. So, Google gets busted for running ads on servers with fake traffic. And here's another little notch in the Google belt, right? So, Google itself is a company that says, don't be evil, you know? Their parent company is Alphabet Company, but Google has their slogan, don't be evil. I'm the kind of person that says, hey, if you're gonna have a slogan, I know that you're the opposite of that slogan, you know? People are always the opposite of what they say that they are. So Google, don't be evil, but all the stuff that they're doing is evil. So charging companies all that money for traffic that they knew was fake, that's pretty damn evil. And then they get a huge fine, $2.7 billion from the European Union over their search engine that favors their own Google shopping services. And they said that is against their antitrust laws. And then if they don't straighten out, they're going to have to pay 5% of their yearly earnings in fines because of that. So Google is evil. And look at YouTube. Look at what they've done to YouTube people and demonetizing their accounts because of their political speech, really? They're going to let ISIS videos out there. They're going to let KKK, Nazi videos out there. But man, if you're a conservative, forget it. You're going to get demonetized on YouTube. So that's YouTube, that's Google, that's Alphabet, that's those companies. And then here they are stealing. This is stealing, you know. Let me tell you, you walk into a supermarket here in America and you take a candy bar, those people will call the police on you and have you arrested for a petty theft. This is stealing, stealing, stealing. How come we never see these big executives go to prison for the stuff that they knowingly do? They knew what they're doing, and then they did it, right? So Google says they're going to refund a very small percentage to advertisers, 7% of their total ad purchase. 7%. All those bots that these companies use to pump up their traffic, those bots aren't buying your products. So I don't know. At some point, people are going to become wise and they're going to stop advertising on Google and Facebook and all the rest of them because it's just not worth it. What's the return of your investment? You know, if there are bots doing it, you're not selling, right? So there is no ROI, there is no ad service. So how about this? A mystery in Salt Lake City. So Salt Lake City spends $67 million on a two-year program hiring 150 cops to harass the homeless, to get rid of the homeless. Not to fight crime, not to solve any problems, not to do anything, but to harass them to the point where they arrested a bunch of them for drug use. They arrested even more for other reasons that they didn't list. But all of a sudden, you have this situation where the homeless are gone. And now the police are saying, well, we don't know where they went. So either they were harassed out of the area altogether, or they've disappeared somehow. Maybe in the bottom of Salt Lake, or aliens came to get them, or who knows, right? But at $67 million, this is how backwards the government is. All governments, if you think about it. They're going to spend $67 million on a two-year program to get rid of 2,000 homeless people. They could have housed all of those people for decades off of $67 million. So it doesn't make sense. Either you want to solve the homeless problem or you want to add to the homeless problem. But these people, if they're drug abusers, they need to be in treatment programs. They need to get back on their feet. Otherwise, we have failed them as Americans, as our fellow Americans, as our brothers, as our sisters. We have failed them if we don't do things like that. We can't turn a blind eye to other people's plight. And then at the same time, you're going to take in illegal aliens left and right and give them all kinds of money, and migrants, and give them all kinds of money and free health care, but we turn our backs on Americans. That is backward thinking. So we need to switch that and help people that need help. But they need to find out where these 2,000 homeless people went, because they've been there for years and years and years, and all of a sudden now they're gone. So is it a mystery, or did something terrible happen to them? So today is National Legwear Day. I gotta say something about legwear, tights in general, and things like that. I don't wear them, but I like them, man. It's National Legwear Day, so if you're out there, you want to wear your little legwear, go for it. It is National White Chocolate Day for all the people out there that like white chocolate. As growing up, my sister was into white chocolate. I was into milk chocolate. I am still into milk chocolate. I am still not really into white chocolate. It depends. You know, I like making homemade popcorn. When I do, it's fun to put chocolate on there. You drizzle it on, and then you have your little chocolate in your popcorn. Once in a while, that's nice. You can put some white chocolate in there, you can put some regular chocolate in there, all kinds of stuff, man. So today's the day to celebrate white chocolate in all of its forms. If you don't like it, you have a nibble of it just to celebrate today. Today is American Businesswoman's Day. So it makes me think of Ivanka Trump, because people love Ivanka Trump around the world. In fact, in China, the young girls in China are looking up to her as a leader of the world, like a female businesswoman leader of the world. And it gives them hope and it gives them drive. And I will vote for that any day over something negative, man. So think about Ivanka Trump today on American Businesswoman's Day, or any businesswoman that you know of. Today is car-free day. So today to leave your car at home and go walking, walk to work if you can do so. I know people that work 20 miles away from where they live, so not too feasible for those people, but it's a day to go without your car. Some people have to go without a car. It's car-free day. Think about those people today who are walking around, and don't run them over in your car. Today is Dear Diary Day. Dear Diary, blah, 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 blah. So it's a book that takes all of your rantings and abuse and wants and needs and desires, and then you can look at it later on, or somebody can find your diary and then go through it and laugh their ass off. So today, to put a little entry in your diary, Dear Diary Day, say hello, right? Today is Elephant Appreciation Day. I love elephants, man. They are such soulful creatures, you know. I like horses, too, and all kinds of facts. I love all animals, you know. But if you think about it, elephants, man, they just give you that spiritual pull, man. When I'm around them, I feel like they're communicating with me. I'm communicating with them. You look in their eyes. They're so huge and they're so amazing and they're so graceful at that. So it's a day to appreciate elephants. It's also National Ice Cream Cone Day. And you know why? Because it's the end of summer. It's the autumn equinox. So you know what? Go out and have your soft ice cream. It's a tradition in my family to get ice cream on the last day of summer. So you have your soft serve, whatever ice cream you want, as a matter of fact, and celebrate the equinox today because we are headed into fall. Falling into fall here in the U.S. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Friday, September 22nd, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pass Christian.